proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, introducing a new series of studies on nations of the Bible. We begin today's session with a focus on the biblical nation of Israel. In Israel, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles. These words of David Ben-Gurion, modern Israel's first prime minister, contained an important truth. No one can properly explain Israel's past survival, nor her current existence, without taking God's wonderful works into account. Apart from divine intervention, Israel would long ago have suffered destruction. Established by miracles, sustained by miracles, preserved by miracles, the nation of Israel will continue to serve as the center of God's throne on earth. Both Isaiah and Micah prophesied that during the end times, quote, many people shall go and say, "Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem," unquote. Of all the countries that have come into being, the Jewish nation alone served as an object lesson about how faithfully God keeps his promises. While other nations have fallen by the wayside, Israel continues to flourish. Geographically, Israel's location constitutes a major intersection for three continents: Europe, Asia, and Africa. That area has served as a battlefield in the past, as witnessed in the histories of the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the nation of Syria, and the nation of Egypt. Israel will continue to function as an arena for conflict in the future, as shown in the last day's battles of Armageddon. For hundreds of years, Israel lay under the dominion of Gentile powers: the Greeks, the Romans, the Turks, other nations. All of them exercised sovereignty over that parcel of land at one time or another. Yet God set the Jewish people apart from their neighbors. They bore special marks of the divine favor that no other nation did. In the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses informed the assembled Israelites that, quote, "The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth," unquote. Speaking on God's behalf, the lawgiver added that the Jews did not merit this honor due to anything they had accomplished. Rather, God chose them as an act of his sovereign will, as objects of his love. God amplified the importance of Israel's covenant relationship with him. Among all the countries of the world, God revealed himself solely to the Jewish nation. The Jews alone held God's statutes and ordinances. The Jews alone had God's oracles and God's decrees. God also gave the Jewish people a series of promises. He swore by himself that he would keep those promises. And since he is God, he is not only omniscient but omnipotent, not only all-knowing but all-powerful. Since God remains faithful to his word, he will keep the promises he's made to Israel. In our next session, we will look at some of these Bible affirmations that God made to the Jewish nation. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.